All right. Thank you so much. I'm Mary Beth Randall, and I'm president of Guide Dog Users of California. I want to thank everybody for coming to the lunch. Thank you, everybody, also for being very good about bringing your ticket with you to the lunch. Everybody's name is written on the ticket, and so that everybody knows, our door prizes are going to be drawn using those lunch tickets. So anyone who did not have their lunch ticket, well, they're not going to get drawn. Anyway, I would like to, salads have been served, but I would also would like to give an opportunity for everyone who is here to be able to say who you are, and if you have a dog with you, what your dog's name is, and you could even say where they're from. So anyway, I am Mary Beth Randall. I have my yellow lab, Tennyson, from Guide Dogs of the Blind. And I will go to my right, and if we could get a person to help run the mics to the different tables. I have a mic for that.
Hello, I'm Pamela Metz, Vice President of GDUC, and I have a male yellow lab. His name is Kingston. If you ask me if it's Kingston Trio, I'll know how old you are. If you ask me if it's Kingston Jamaica, I'll know how old you are. He's 4 years old, and he is just a very mellow fellow.
My name is Robert Wint, and I'm here with my wife, Aisha.
My name is Toro, and I'm here with my mom, Aisha.
Hi, this is Aisha Wint. I'm here with Guy Dog Toro from GDB.
Hi, my name is Nancy Younger. I'm from Riverside, California. I have Nigel from a five-and-a-half-year-old golden yellow lab cross from Guide Dogs of the Desert. Thank you.
There you go. I'm Debbie Kessler with a yellow lab, Chaz, who's 4 years old from GDB.
Hi, I'm Cindy Flerman. I have a seeing eye dog named Pedro. He's a yellow lab, and he's 8 years old.
Okay. Teresa, can you start this on your table? Oh. Shirley, can you start this around on your table?
I'm Shirley Manning, and I'm here with my yellow lab, Nev, and she is 8 and almost a half from Guide Dogs for the Blind.
I'm Teresa Duncan, and I'm the Alumni Association Director at Guide Dogs, and I have my black guide dog, Labrador guide dog, named Dario.
Buenos dias. Good afternoon. It's Melissa Hudson with black female Labrador Retriever Anya, who from Guide Dogs for the Blind, who will be 10 in January.
My name is David Jackson, and I'm with Rolo, who is a yellow lab, and he's closing in on 5 years.
I'm Wayne Thompson with the San Gabriel Valley chapter. I am dogless.
Hi, my name is Dorothy Colton from the High Desert chapter.
Albert Contreras from Temple City. No dog, but I am coming here to learn about the organization and hear Robert speak.
Moving to the next table, I'm looking for someone who doesn't have their mouth full.
Could you start the round at your table?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Annie Doyle from Encino, California. I'm here with my 8-year-old yellow lab, Lacey. She's from Guiding Eyes for the Blind.
Hold on, I think this, oh, here it is. I have to eat it here. I'm Ann Kaiser from Sacramento, and I'm here with my 9-year-old black lab, Daytona, from GDB San Rafael campus. And she just turned 9 like 2 weeks ago.
Hi, I'm Linda O'Neill from Sacramento. And I'm here with my black lab, Mara Lee, And Marilee is going to turn 4 in December, and she's from GDB, and she's my 6th guide dog.
Hi, I'm Joni Patchy, and I have, I just had surgery last week, so my dog had to stay home. But anyway, I have Amarette, and she's from GDB, and I think she's Anya's sister.
Hi, this is Keith Tomlinson. I'm the field manager in Southern California for Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Hello, this is Jerry Arakawa, and I'm here with Tova, 6 years old, almost 7, and she's a yellow lab from Guide Dogs for the Blind in the Boring campus.
My name is Dan Kaiser. I have Pearson, a reddish-yellow Labrador guide dog from Guide Dogs for the Blind, and I've been home with him now 1 year and 1 day.
Hi, my name is Don Brown from Richmond, California. I'm here with Diamond, 4-year-old black lab from GDB.
I'm Judy Wilkinson. I'm here with my 3-year-old seeing eye dog, Carly. Oh, she's a lab golden cross.
Hello, my name is Monique McCorley from the San Diego chapter, and I use white cane.
My name is Charlene Ornelas. I'm with the San Diego Braille Club. And my dog, Whisper, well, I had 2 dogs almost the same name. I still get them mixed up. Anyway, Whisper decided to retire, so I will be going into class on November the 27th to train for a new one at GDA. And my last 4 dogs have been from GDA, and I've had a total of 8 dogs since 1975.
My name is Joseph Lopez, and my cane is my guide dog, and I'm from the San Diego Braille Club.
There you go.
Marcy Knudsen, San Diego, member at large, and white cane. I'm just here to join you for lunch.
Les Sabotnik from Calabasas and San Gabriel Valley Chapter, and my white stick is Ariana.
Hi, I'm Dee Dee Mann. This is my 6th guide dog, Zinni, from GDA. And I'm also from the San Gabriel Valley Chapter, a yellow lab. Thanks, Les.
Hello, this is Rosemary Dobbs, and I don't have a dog either, but I came to hear the speaker. But if I were to have a dog, I'd want it to be called King, and I'd go, Sergeant Preston and his dog, King. Hong King, Hong you, Gong you, Huskies.
My name is Mandy Jones. I'm wandering around with a microphone. I'm a puppy raiser for GDB, and I'm raising my 7th puppy. His name is Saxon, and he is 13 months old. He's a black lab.
My name is Susan Hyatt from San Jose. I don't have a guide dog, sorry. But I came to the luncheon.
All right, which way are you going? I don't know which direction.
Okay, I'm Karen Hirsch. I'm a puppy raiser. I've been the microphone lady, and I raise 3 guide dogs for Guide Dogs for the Blind.
I'm Patty Davis, and I don't have a dog yet, but I'm thinking about it.
I'm Lee Morton, incoming treasurer, much to the chagrin of the world, I'm sure. But anyway, my dog is Ed. He is a male black lab from Guide Dogs for the Blind's Oregon campus, and we've been together about 3.5 years. My first male after three girls.
My name is Lynn Coates, and I have a 3-year-old black lab named Kendall from Guide Dogs of America.
Hi, my name is Pat Whitehead. I'm the Los Angeles Southwest Guide Dog Puppy Raising Leader. I'm currently raising a 4-month-old sweet little black lab by the name of Ricky. She is the 23rd guide dog puppy that I've raised for Guide Dogs for the Blind.
I'm Vivian Younger, and I have a black lab. Her name is Hawaii. And half the time what happens is that when I say Hawaii, they go, oh, are you going to Hawaii? I go, no, that's my dog's name. Or I say Hawaii, and they go, oh, I'm doing fine. I think I'm asking them how old they are. So she's a big conversation piece.
Kelly Weiss from Santa Monica, and I don't have a guide dog.
Zena Rubel from Los Angeles, I also don't have a guide dog.
Pat Wolf from Temple City, and I just got my new little golden retriever from Guide Dog the Desert. Her name's Dusty Rose, and she'll be 3 in December.
Perry Wolf from Temple City, self-trained guide dog Delilah, 3 years old, black lab shepherd mix.
Hello, Nellie Emerson. I'm here with Wicker, a female German shepherd from the Seeing Eye, and I've been with Wicker, she and I have her team for 7 years.
Isabel Ybarra from the San Gabriel chapter, and I also don't have a job. I mean, a dog. I have a job, but not a dog.
My name is Art Manzanares. I don't have a dog also, and I'm from San Gabriel Valley chapter.
My name is Eric Smiley, Redwood Empire Council, Santa Rosa. I'm a white cane user, but I am interested in guide dogs. And my partner, Karen, who you'll hear from next, has one.
I'm Karen Lachey, and tomorrow I will be Karen Smiley. Oh, I got my guide dog, Dottie. She's my partner, and I got hit by a car along with my guide dog in March. So she is at Guide Dogs right now getting retrained, and we will meet together when we get back from our honeymoon. And I had her in Boring, Oregon.
I'm Mike Lampadilla. I'm an orientation mobility specialist and apprentice trainer at Guide Dogs of the Desert.
My name's Elias Arcano, and I have a black Labrador retriever. His name is Ryan, and I had him a year and a half. And he's from Guide Dogs of the Desert.
Hi, I'm Linda Samolsky, and I have Nigel's brother, Buster. And Buster's 5. He's a Golden Cross, Golden Labrador Retriever Cross, and he's 5 from Guide Dogs of the Desert.
All right, that's everybody. Who gets the microphone now? Okay.
All right. We have a really good group here. I'm glad that everybody is here. And I don't know about the rest of the guide dog handlers, but for years I've advocated that we needed a cane relieving area to include everybody. But
That's right. If we have to go out so late, why shouldn't they? we're just glad that everybody is here. I think we will let everybody eat for just a little bit. Maybe if Pat or one of you guys, could you give us some idea of how much in the way of door prizes we have? If it's a lot of stuff, we'll do a couple of door prizes. Thank you. I was just giving lasagna. This is good. Why don't we just let people eat? I'm going to let you all go, and then that way Robert can have his lasagna. And then we will get the program started in about 15 minutes. Is that long enough for you, Robert? All right. I can tell that everybody's having fabulous conversation. That's a good thing.
Thank you.
I just have one or two quick announcements. There are still banquet tickets. If there is somebody here who has not purchased a banquet ticket but would like to get one, there are still banquet tickets available. And so if you want to get a banquet ticket, go directly after lunch here when we're done and get a ticket from them at the registration table because we would like to sell out the banquet. One other item is there were a couple people who came in late. Hopefully you gave them your lunch ticket, and make sure that you have given them your name to put on that ticket, because we're going to be using those tickets as our way of drawing for the door prizes. So make sure you have done that. And so with no further ado, I'm going to turn it over to our lunch speaker, and I'm going to let Pam Metz introduce him.
Okay, hello everybody. Now, I'm going to introduce a couple that are a friend of mine. I don't know why, but they are, and have been for a long time. Seems like forever, but a long time. Robert Wendt just got elected to the board, and I'm having a good time razzing him. But Aisha, his wife, has a guide dog named Toro. Toro is a miniature pony who is disguised as a Golden Cross and is huge. I'm still going to get him a saddle and tell him, put his name on it. And Robert does a skit. I mean, it's funny. I'll be sitting in my house and all of a sudden this voice will come up. And I say, no, Toro, leave me alone. I'm like, God bless me, the dog doesn't talk. But he does such, it's so realistic that I literally have conversations with this dog. And it's scary. So with no further ado, I'm going to introduce Robert and his wife, Aisha. And, excuse me, and Toro.
Hello, everybody. I have to eat this mic, I think. like Pam was saying, Toro is a very big Golden Cross. Well, I'm 6 feet, 6.5 feet tall. And Toro's, I think, is 27 and a half inches at the shoulder. And my first dog fetter was 25, so go figure, I'm just getting these big old dogs. Anyway, the first time I have run across Toro speaking to me is when I took him out to relieve him in front of my house. And he was, you know how they go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I'm wondering, I was like, Toro, come on. What are you doing? What are you doing?
It's obvious.
Huh? What was that?
It was obvious what he was doing.
It's obvious?
Yeah, it was. I was reading the morning news.
Reading the morning news.
Yeah. Little messages other dogs left. You know, remember? It was. Remember there was a poodle? Sniffed a little more. German Shepherd. Sniffed a little more. Terrier. Sniffed a little more. Ooh, I don't like those mastiffs. They're so big. And I'm big, and that's scary. And then there were some cute little poodles. They left great messages for me.
And what did those messages say, Toro?
You know, just, hi, how you doing? Leave us a message by the tree. We'll get it later. That's what we do. You know, dogs do that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, one year, like Pam says, we've been friends for years, and they invited us over to their house for Thanksgiving. This is when Pam had her first dog, Delancey, and Ken had Flora. And we decided to go to breakfast and leave the dogs at home because I knew we all couldn't fit in the cab. And so we tied all the dogs down. I swear to God that I tied Toro down, I swear.
Yeah, whatever.
And when we came back, the two of the dogs were still tied down and one of the dogs was loose. And guess who that was?
It was funny, too.
Well, Toro was untied, and he had gotten toys out for the two girls and for himself. So
I only got three. I only got three.
And when we came home, and he greeted Uncle. He could read Pam at the door.
It was pretty funny, too. You know, Uncle Pam, since we're talking about Uncle Pam, chicken jerky. That's all I got to say, Uncle Pam. And, okay, I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed. It's a lot of people. Anyway, Uncle Pam and chicken jerky, they're synonymous. They go together. She has chicken jerky. Guess where it is? It's in her right pocket. Sometimes she gets a little mad at me. What are you doing in her pocket? I'm just trying to get the chicken jerky. Anyway, part of what I'm supposed to do is talk about a day in the life of Toro. So my mom's going to help me. I cannot do this alone. I wish her name had been in print. It would have been nice. Anyway, I get up in the morning. Well, sometimes I don't get up. I just lay around. But when I get up, I go and check on Mom and Dad, make sure they're okay. Every once in a while, they let me get up and lay by them for a couple minutes. Then I'll get up and do our business. And I go outside, and that's where my mom about me talking. And I read the morning report. And then I come back in. Here's the part I don't like. And I eat food. Now, I like eating, but guys, the same food every day, every meal. And what's with this uneven cups? Two in the morning, one in the evening. The dog can't survive on that. Seriously, look at me. I'm skin and bones. You can count my ribs.
Toro, you are 96 pounds, and you do not have any ribs or anything showing. Keith just said you look good. You wasn't overweight.
He's right. I do look good. That's why all the girl dogs always come up to me. I don't even have to say a word. I'd probably be a pimp if I was a human.
Is that four legs and two legs, Toro?
It is now. Works every time.
I didn't mention that Toro is the version of a male slut.
Yeah, I'm kind of bad. I can't help myself. I just love females, best blondes. I go crazy for blondes. Anyway, so my day is not too bad. If mom has some place to go, then I get to get out and walk a little, go down the street. The only bad thing is that she's been getting mad at me lately because I'm a little too social. Sometimes when a dog passes, she'll snatch me a little bit. By the way, mom, that stuff hurts.
I do not snatch you. It's called correcting. They taught us in school, and that's what I do. Correct.
Okay, you call it what you call it. I'm going to call it snatching. Excuse me, I got to get a drink. Okay, so we do these kinds of things. Depends upon what mom is doing. We may have to go on access service. You all know about paratransit, right? My mom has me down. I'm a little upset by this. But in her notes, it says oversized guide dog. I don't really appreciate that. But they don't read the notes. They come in a little tiny car, and they expect us to fit 4 people, the driver, and me. And that front seat pressing up against your back is one of the most horrible things that you could have happen. I'm always worried about my tail getting caught in the seat, somebody closing a door on my tail. It really sucks. And I get real mad at mom when it happens.
Yeah, he has a puppitude, and he will not talk to me for a good 30 minutes. He will put his head in my lap and not look at me. He will just totally ignore me. And he will do that for the entire ride. I try to coax him out of it by giving him a treat. He'll take his treat and then turn away again.
Yeah.
Puppitude, okay? Puppitude.
I do it to Dad, too. Dad tries to lean down and talk to me and whatever. I ignore him, too. He's not my master, so I have to. Anyway, so we ride, we go someplace. Toro gets to go with them. We walk a little, then we go into some place, I don't know, kind of like this place here, and they stick me under the table. Now, today is kind of fun because there's other dogs that are talking under the table, by the way. We're talking about you. So anyway, I'm under here talking about dogs. Am I not talking loud enough? Okay, thank you. People keep telling me louder, louder. It's very difficult. Anyway, mom, help me out here. I'm struggling.
Uh-huh. What are you struggling with, Toro?
I don't know. But you know what? It's warm under the table, mom.
About when you're under the table. Oh!
It's a real warm under the table, mom.
Are you talking about when you scoot your head from
no.
under the table?
Mm-hmm. Scoot my head under the table.
No, from under the table.
Yeah, and I put my head in your lap.
Oh, yes.
And say, where's my food?
Yes, he gives the eyebrows. One goes up, then down. Then the other one goes up, then down. And then he gives me the big brown eyes.
And then she puts me back under the table.
Yes.
It's not
you're not supposed to try to smooch off of people's plates when you're under the table, Toro.
I've never done that. Mm-hmm. But, there's the 30-second rule. If it falls on the floor, you guys don't always know, but all of us dogs do it. There's little snacks down there. Anyway. So I'm sitting under the table, and I'm waiting for something to eat, and I don't get it. Occasionally, I'll get a French fry. Not too many of those. This 96 pounds still looks good, but I don't want to get any bigger. So anyway, let me talk about more of my day. Now, if we stay home, Mom would like to sexually lay down in the afternoon. So when we do that...
It's called luxuriation.
Yeah, liguration. We liguorate in the afternoon. It's really fun.
I forgot to mention that Toro has difficulties with words that have more than two syllables.
Yeah, especially names like Uncle Pam's dog is Sing Song. And Uncle Ken's, Aunt Ken's dog is Karai. So I do have trouble with names. I struggle all the time with names and sometimes other kinds of words. Anyway, the luxuriation, let me get back to... Oh, I said it right.
Oh,
probably won't happen again. So we lay and we just luxuriate. It's so wonderful. And we cuddle together. I let her pet my head. Notice I said I let her pet my head.
Yes, Toro, he lets me pet his head. As he's laying on my stomach, he lets me pet his head. Okay.
So much fun. Anyway, my time with Mom is really fun. Now, sometimes, though, I get in my bed. Why? I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be bothered. Thank you. They just told me 4 more minutes. Anyway, yeah, actually, later in the day, I go and I eat dinner. This is the one I don't like, 1 cup. It's not very much fun either. Again, it's the same thing. Now, unless I get a treat, that makes things much better. Mom, help me out here. Talk about my day, Mom. Help me out.
Okay, Toro. What else do you want to tell the people out there?
Well, I don't know. I can't think of anything. I'm going blank. It's never happened before. One of the things I do is real funny to watch, too. Uncle Pam was talking about it. I'll talk to people, and they talk back to me. It's amazing. And they didn't realize carrying a conversation with a dog. How ridiculous do you think that seems?
Especially Auntie Pam, because you guys get into a real big argument, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Chicken jerky.
Well, chicken jerky is very important. Bird is extremely important, especially to a retriever. I love my bird. And when Uncle Pam doesn't want to give it to me, I get a little surly. Yeah, I do beg. I admit it, I beg. I don't beg in harness, but boy, you let me out of that harness, I'm going to be begging big time.
And it's so cute because Toro has a unique personality. He knows how to work it. He knows how to work his cuteness.
Every time.
He will sit. I'm eating my dinner, and I'm on the couch, and he will sit in front of me. Very pretty.
Yeah, my chest is out and everything.
And those eyebrows again.
Yep, left first to left, then the right, then the left, then the right, then both of them, then back to the left.
And I just pretend like I can't see them and tell them to go lay down because you're not getting any. So you can sit up there and look pretty all you want to.
I'm going to keep trying, and then I have to go lay on the bed. It's really depressing. Put my head down, go lay down. It really sucks, actually.
But my husband is the one who's the easy one. Or the fool, I should say.
You got that right, Mom, every time.
Toro can get him every time. Because every time he'll sit, Toro will run over there and then drop down and put his head in his lap and look up at him.
I'm so cute, you couldn't believe how well it works.
I tell my husband, Robert, do not sit in front of the TV with the peanut butter and the spoon. That is an invitation for death. So one time he didn't listen to me. He didn't listen to me. He didn't.
I licked the spoon.
He sat down and Toro came right up and licked his spoon. Oh, how pissed he was.
That ended peanut butter in front of the TV, unfortunately.
So Toro got in trouble for that one.
I don't get in trouble often, though. It's usually someone else's fault.
Yeah, well, it was Dad's fault. I told him over and over again.
The spoon was sticking out, wasn't pointing towards his mouth or anything. And there was that nice, luscious peanut butter. Couldn't resist. Next to turkey and bird, peanut butter, my favorite. Anyway, I have to go. I'm getting tired. And, Mom, you have anything else to say?
I have a story about Toro. Oh.
Please share.
He kissed me on the lips last night.
Oh.
Oh, you know why? Because you bent down in my space. That's
She's blonde. She's blonde.
And are you blonde?
I have brown.
Yeah, but it's got some light color in it. Blonde. There you go. What can I say?
He's a slut. What can I say? 8 to 80. He does not.
Okay, guys, we gotta wrap this up because there are people chomping at the bit for the prizes. Anyway, thank you, everyone. I appreciated the time. Have a great day.
Oh, you forgot a saying about a hot dog.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Which one? This one's the one I like. I've had my favorite microphone all morning. Thank you, Toro, for coming and talking to us. He's such a fine boy. Now he's already asleep over there. He's expecting payment next time. Oh, no. This is not good. All right. So I wanted to make sure we finished up so we have got time to be able to start drawing names for the door prizes. And so I'm going to, okay, Pat is behind me, and she is going to, I guess we're going to start.
Yeah, would you identify yourself and tell her?
Hello, everybody. This is Pam Metz again. Ken and I went to a dog rescue seminar program in Sherman Oaks a couple of weeks ago, and Natural Balance was one of the vendors there, and they gave us so much stuff that my dogs would be 500 pounds if I ever let them get a hold of it. So a lot of your door prizes are samples and dog food and treats and shampoos and stuff that they donated so that you guys can have some great door prizes.
Thank you very much, Pam. I know that was awesome. Something that's okay. Not ours.
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay. Oh, okay. All righty. Let's get going and have some fun.
Okay, the first thing is a Natural Balance limited diet, and it's a 5-pound bag, and it is, the first name is Wayne Thompson. So... Raise your hand, please, Wayne. If you don't have a dog, you can give it to a friend, or would you like me to call another name? All right, I'll put, since Wayne doesn't have a dog, that's fair. I'll put him, would everyone agree I can put him back in the bucket? All righty, okay. And Eric Smiley. Okay, raise your hand. There he is, good. The next thing that we have are training, Natural Balance training treats, soft moist treats for dogs, turkey and vegetable formula. And we will have that. Karen, can you come and help me too, please? Cause I want to go quickly. Let's reach in since I don't know any of these people and it's in, it is for, Monique, okay. Just keep handing me toys. Just, or not toys, but things from the bag. The next thing that we have will go to Debbie Kessler. Oh, and it's a natural balance lamb formula, the treats in the log, like the sausage. So do that. Okay. No, just do it one at a time. Okay, for Lee Morton, we have natural balance lamb formula. It's in the can, fresh carrots, brown rice, and fresh potatoes. A little nice little treat. And that went, all right, here, Lee's hand is up. Okay, well, I'm trying to go real quickly because we have so much. For Joni Patch, raise your hand, please. Okay, and for Joni, we have the Natural Balance Ultra Premium treat. And well, let's have her have these two because that's a little one. And that, again, is the canned treats. We go to the Kitty Cat people with herring and sweet potato formula. Now, this may be, I don't know how many, is that cats too? Okay. So it's, I'm going to give the healthy bones with that in case you don't have a cat. And this is healthy bone treat. Oh, they're tiny little bones with trout, wild rice, and spinach. And that goes to Marcy Knutson. And then she goes, here you go, Knutson. And then the next prize goes to Elizar Cano. Am I right? Where are you? There. Oh, there he is. Okay. We have the lamb and vegetable formula training. Oh, those are nice. The soft, moist treats. To, and I may have said his name wrong. And we have, they go to the gentleman in the white and shirt with the stripes. The next person who gets something is Don Brown. And that is the training treats. Where's Don? Okay, Karen has found him. Then we go to the next person gets more of the, oh, these are more training treats. This is Natural Balance, and this is chicken, turkey meal, and duck formula. So Toro wants something, and Don has left, so we'll, okay. This goes to Dan Kaiser, so we'll, there you go. And let's just go ahead and give this, Mandy, to Dan, too. And then, oh, we have the little sausage treats. We have a 3-for-1 here, and these are Natural Balance. And there are 3 different kinds of those that you cut for treats. And let's see, or not treats. We have to use food rewards because we're watching the waistline. Goes to Les Subotnick. Is Les? Oh, okay. Les is watching his waist. So these go to Les, those 3. Okay. Just rip it. Yeah, just open. Yeah. Hand me a dog toy. Okay. Because LA Southwest, we put some dog toys in there too. So we'll have to put some of that. So this though is the turkey vegetable, and these again are for the training of the dog, the food rewards, and that will go to, see who I have, Melissa Hudson. Okay. This goes to Melissa. Now we have a Nyla Knot, which is a GDB-approved toy. And that goes to Nellie Emerson. Is Nellie? Okay. Nellie, over to her. And then we have more of the Natural Balance turkey chicken meal. These are the food rewards. We'll give 2-for-1 here to Nancy Ungar. And she said, okay, give her those 2. Let's move. And I'm going to do another 2-for, and because they're small bags, so we'll go with that. Okay, and to Ann Dougal? Doyle. I can't read the right. I see. Ann Doyle. Is that all right? And for that, for Ann, we have these are the chicken rewards. Now we have a Kong Extreme, the 5-inch Kong. You can put water in it with and freeze it and do all sorts of yummies or put a little food mushed in it and enjoy that. Oh, the shepherd stood wanting that. he already got it, prize. And this goes to Shirley Manning. How did I go? Okay, thank you very much. All righty. And now we have Two and a new cup. So we have two sets of this, the little natural balance, the sausage rolls, and a new measuring cup. And Pam Metz gets one. Oh, she said she has it already, so we'll draw another name. Karen Hirsch. Okay, you get one of those. Karen's our super puppy raiser helper doing much. The next one goes to Cindy Flerman. Flerman? Cindy, is she still in here? Oh, you've out. I'm not looking. I'm sorry, I can't see the forest for the trees. The next, whatever Karen's handing me, goes to Judy Wilkinson. And it is the natural balance. And that is for cats. So we'll throw in a couple of the food rewards for dogs. That's cats. Okay, there's another for dog. Okay. And, oh, and with the dog toys also went a drinking, one of the little plastic pockets that holds 40 ounces of water, the little buckets. And I'll be sure that we get the other one out. Okay, for Kelly Weiss. For Kelly, we have, let's just put these, we have more of the food rewards. Boy, Natural Balance really gave you a lot. Yummy Chummies. Just, okay, Yummy Chummies. So that's a good, okay. And now the next name is David Jackson. What is she handing me? All right, so we have Free Your Dogs sweepstakes. What is this? I'm not sure what that one is. And these are Happy Hips. I don't know whether... oh, that's glucosamine. Okay, so there's some of that. I'm going to give one of the logs with that because those are small. And that went to David. Where are you? Oh, here he is. Oh, right here. Yes, okay. And what do we have? And we'll go to Susan Hyatt is... Okay. And now, Susan doesn't have a guide dog, do you? Oh, you're going to give it to Vivian. Okay. So we have the cup and the log and the... Yeah, do the two cup. There, that's easier to do it that way. All right, that goes... All right, I'll put it here till Mandy gets back, but I know it goes to you. And let me see. Goes next, Vivian and the lady next to her. Keep your hand up. Thank you very much. And let's do another dog. Here's a rope toy for your dog. It's a nice tug and floss, and it's a happy... Toro wants this one. Good tug of war with that. And let me pull out. I'll reach and smush it in. And let's see. It goes to Lynn Coates. Is okay, Lynn is right there. Very good. That's from the puppy club. All righty. We have a scoop. Okay. And we have the dog rewards. Let's do one more on with this one because we've done two with that. And we have, okay, Charlene. Okay, at the back. Thank you very much. And what else is happening? Okay, we have a bag of, these are the natural grain-free chicken meal formula. Food rewards, and then it has a one little sample of chicken breast teriyaki, or not, you know what I want to say, teriyaki, it's not teriyaki, jerky, so chicken, okay, and that will go to Vivian Younger. Oh, she got two because of her neighbor, so she just take the bag to her so she can have that bag for her, if you'll pick that up. Oh, this goes with over to the... Oh, I need one more of those. Okay. And, oh, my goodness. I thought there was a rat on the table, but it's not. It's an owl. It's a little bitty hand. Well, it's about 6 inches, 5 inches. Fluffy, soft. All right. Are your dogs paying attention? Oh, look at all the eyes looking at me. Okay, let me see who gets that one. Let's see what happens. Dorothy Coulter. Okay, very good. It's the sweetest, softest little owl. And keep your hand up. We'll have Mandy bring it to you. Okay. And More of the soft moist treats. These are lamb vegetable formula for the food rewards. All this is natural balance. This is marvelous. Albert Contreras to the lady. Okay. Albert. Okay. Give it to Percy. Perry, rather. I'm going to call him Percy. Okay, now we have the Durachew Wolf from the Nyla Bone product. And with this, and also the drinking cup. It's a long, like a Nyla Bone, but it has a claw at one end. So the Nyla Bone, the basic Nyla Bone is rounded at both ends. This is for a heavier chewer, a little heavier, and it's a little different texture at the end. So we have that with the drinking pad. I don't want to take my own name. I don't want to look because I'm all righty. And that goes to Wayne Thompson. Is he here? Oh, Wayne doesn't have the dog. We have to find. Here is what we're going to give for Wayne. This is a candle. It's sold by veterinarians. It's called the Pet Odor Exterminator Candle. And it comes in a jar with a lid, so it's very safe. It's evergreen and berries for the holiday. And it has enzymes in it that are supposed to help the air be clear. So it doesn't have to be for pets. It could be for your people friends, too. But it just makes everything fresh and nice. So we'll let Wayne have that. So that, okay. All righty. And let's see who gets this. Okay. I have to reach. Read. Michael. Who is this? Michael Anna. And I'm sorry, I just couldn't read the writing on here. And look what Michael Anna from Guide Dogs of the Desert. She comes to her first GDUC luncheon, and she walks away with a nice doggy toy. And okay, so we have two sausage things. Let's put those in the mug, in the cup. Now, is this? Are we down to the end? All right, so this is the last of, and it has some little samples in with it, too. So let me go through and pull samples. Yes, I have the same problem. Jan Johnson? Okay, all right, very good. All right, Mandy, you'll take that. And then we have a cookbook. The LA Southwest group had someone who put together what we call a cookbook, but it has lots of dog pictures in it. So the recipes are really from the dogs. And it's something that was put together with, it's sort of a coffee table thing, because people start looking and they say, oh, there's Greta, there's Beverly, there's Janice, and there's Tommy. You know, they can see whose recipe is what. So this is going to, and that goes to, I have to see it. Okay. Let me pull in. I drew my name, and thank you. Let me draw another name. I have, okay, Linda O'Neill. Okay, so this, okay, Mandy will come and get this to Linda. And now there's something sitting here that somebody. Okay, now who do we have with cats? Do we have a lot of people with cats? Okay. So we do. All right. So Jan has received something. I see three things here. Sorry, you're president, so you can't get it, Mary Beth. We have three people and three cat items. So you will be gracious. And with the cat people, keep your hands up, and we'll have some cat rewards. Whoops, I see a fourth, but we'll end fifth. Well, I have to see what's left. And the last thing that we have is the leash that Mandy made. Mandy's right here, and she gets the leather, she cuts it, and she braids it and does all of that. And this one is a black leash. And we draw to see. Oh, someone's saying, I need a tan one. Well, see, Mandy. See. And Toro would like it for formal evenings. I'm going to have Mandy draws so that I'm not, I've had my hands in that basket too much, so I don't want to be accused of anything. The name is Mary Beth Randall, okay? I had nothing to do with that, I absolutely guarantee. So I'm going to put it, it's a little stiff yet because it's new, and then it gets that nice, soft, soft thing. Now, is there anybody who did not get something? Let me see. All righty. I'm going to, because we have a number of the dog water bowls, so I'm going to have you have one. If your name was not called, I'm going to have Mandy hand them out, and then if we need to get more, I'll have her go over and get more. This was just a wonderful luncheon. I'm sure you all really enjoyed it very much, and thank you to Pam for getting so many items for us so many people could get something. And Karen's going to go get some more bowls so that we're sure that everybody gets one, so that you all leave, besides the goodwill of talking to each other and enjoying it, but you leave with something too. And be sure and get your 50-50 tickets so that you will be able to have a chance and bump up the money.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why she gave that to me. Did she want to? It's a long thing to read.
Are there
we don't
any
want
mold?
People to read
that.
Okay,
I'm going to get posted to it.
No, okay,
yeah.
They're coming.
Yeah, okay.
I want to thank everybody for coming today. And don't forget to go get your memberships at the booth. Set up for 2012.